Today and yesterday and tomorrow, our first readings are taken from the book of the prophet Jonah. Now, most of you probably know that my name is Jonah. I was named after the prophet Jonah. And I'd like to say a few things about the book of the prophet Jonah and what we might learn from it. It's a short book, and the readings from yesterday and today and tomorrow summarize most of what happens in the book of the prophet Jonah. It begins with God coming to the prophet Jonah and telling him to go to Nineveh to preach to the people of the city of Nineveh. But Jonah doesn't go to Nineveh. Jonah runs away. He gets on a boat and gets as far as he can from Nineveh and from Israel. He's trying to run away from God, but that, of course, is not successful. And God catches up with Jonah, and Jonah ends up being in a storm on the sea and going into the water when it's revealed that the storm is because of his presence there, being swallowed by a fish, and after 3 days being regurgitated onto the sea after he prays to God for deliverance. Jonah then goes to Nineveh, and he preaches that in 3 days, Nineveh will be destroyed, and Nineveh repents, and God forgives them. Why did Jonah run away? Was it because he was afraid? Was it because he was rebellious against God? Not primarily. It was because Nineveh was the enemy. Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria, which ended up destroying Israel. They were Israel's enemy and were a threat to their very survival. Jonah knew that God is merciful. And Jonah didn't want God to have mercy on Nineveh. Jonah wanted God to destroy Nineveh. And so, knowing that God would be merciful to the Ninevites, Jonah wanted no part of it, and he ran away. At the end of the book of Jonah, in the passage that we'll read tomorrow, Jonah becomes angry because God forgave the Ninevites, and Jonah didn't want them to. And God shows Jonah that he has no right to be angry, and that the Ninevites are God's creatures. They're the people whom God has made, and God loves them. Jonah thinks of the Ninevites only as enemies, only as a threat to himself and his own people. But God shows him that they are children of God, and that when they repent, they will be forgiven because God is loving and merciful to his children. Jonah has to learn a hard lesson about God's merciful love in this book. And that's a lesson that we all have to learn. Because there are Ninevites in all of our lives, people whom we have difficulty loving, people who we think of insofar as they affect us or bother us or trouble us or threaten us. And we don't think of them as children of God. We don't think of them the way that God thinks of them. In the book of Jonah, it's made clear to Jonah that the way in which he thinks of the Ninevites is not the way that God does. And that God has to teach him to love his enemies. And so think of the Ninevites in your life. Think of the people whom you have difficulty loving, whom you have difficulty recognizing as God's children, whom he loves. And let's pray together that as we celebrate this Eucharist, the love of God may transform our hearts so that we can love the Ninevites in our lives, that we can love the people whom we have difficulty recognizing as God's children, whom God loves.